Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you?
I'm all Greg. Nice to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Where is he?
There's reports that he's either in Cape Verde or Anguilla.
Anguilla?
But I don't get that.
Or is it Anguilla?
Anguilla.
Okay. Anguilla.
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 All right.
Anguilla.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
When I get to talking, I'm like Cliff Rodala or Joel Osteen. People get to surround it and listen for the gospel.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but.
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
The band, what, Danity Kane, was extremely successful and then out of nowhere kind of dismembered.
And accompanied by.
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
Wiggy, you speak and
no,
people are quiet.
No,
somebody starts
I'm
talking
not saying,
and you immediately interrupt.
No, I'm not saying
maybe
that.
I'm talking to Greg
no.
as well. I'm not just talking
yeah,
to you.
I understand that.
Well, something
I feel like
would actually make sense if you allowed yeah, someone yeah. to complete a sentence.
Go ahead, complete it.
No, I don't have to do what you tell me to
no,
do.
I'm just saying, go ahead.
My God.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo. It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning, folks.
Wagwan, Gregory.
I hate when you and Curtis fight. It makes me uncomfortable.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I get to sit here with my popcorn and just watch back and forth. I like to watch on Twitch so I can see every motion of Curtis in the back room. Oh,
it is good. Like when we all do, like when... You and Greg really don't fight. Greg kind of yells at you, and you wonder why he's yelling at you. Yeah. Or when you and Curtis, it's entertaining.
It's okay. Why we're here. It's to hash things out.
Yeah it is.
Yeah, I'm just happy it's not me.
Also,
I'm just happy when it's not me.
Great start today, Courtney.
By the way, weather smoke. It seems like it's been raining for two straight weeks.
Oh God,
has it been, or is it just me?
Yeah, you know what sucks about here is the lack of sunlight. Like Denver. 300 days a year, there's sunshine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here, it's like 30 days a year.
Well, like Seattle or the East Coast.
Right. But I will say this, Maybe Sam can tell us at 9, retractable roof. I mean, it feels like baseball. The other thing I love about the rain is that everybody forgets how to drive. It's my favorite thing about it.
Oh, God.
Well,
going 30 in the fast lane of the Pike because it's raining, you idiots.
Right, and people don't realize, generally in the fast lane, that's where a lot of the puddles kind of, you know.
Puddle.
So when you're in that lane, you should be aware of that.
Yeah.
And I would recommend, if you're not comfortable going through the puddle, go to the middle of the right lane.
Yeah, move over.
Yes.
Wiggy would, in general, like all drivers to get out of his way. No. So he can get where he's going in a rapid period of time.
No, just learn how to drive.
Yeah.
Most people don't know how to drive. Like, you got to be an offensive driver, especially if you live around here. If you're not... All you're doing is causing problems.
Well, Curtis mentioned it. It is opening day for Major League Baseball.
Yep.
And our Boston Red Sox first pitch tonight, 10-10, with Brian Bello on the mound getting it started for the Red Sox. And what, I mean, you brought up baby Pedro yesterday. That was your lead.
Yep.
Is that this season rests on the shoulders of the once and future baby Pedro. How many wins does he have to get for you to determine that he's done what you need him to do in order for this team to maybe be a wild card team?
I'm not looking at it as wins or even if they're a playoff team. I'm looking at it where if he's good, I think that gives people the excitement to know, like, okay, they have an ace of the rotation.
Let's go, Red Sox.
For the future?
Well, yeah.
So you've already given up on this season.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
Doesn't it feel like even they are worried about the future and not really this season, though?
I mean, the way that they talk to us? I didn't really get that vibe from when
not
we
from
were
Alex
in Fort
Cora.
Myers. Like, I got the vibe that they think that if you have a perfect storm and you have a bunch of young guys who overperform,
right,
that you could be a wild card team. Like, if
go Sox.
I'm being serious here, Curtis. I think that's what they think.
I think Sam, the players think that.
Players and Cora.
Sam Kennedy does or doesn't. I don't know.
Breslow was thinking about the future.
I think front office thinks like...
Breslow was thinking about getting to that elevator as soon as possible.
I feel like front office looks at it like, if, like you said, if everything's perfect, there's a chance that they can make the playoffs. But
their manager's leaving. They have not even begun a contract discussion. In my lifetime, I don't know the last Red Sox manager that entered a season on a walk year without any contractual discussions. They had a guy that would have solidified their rotation available for nothing but a little bit of cash for 1 year, and they were outbid by the Diamondbacks. They are not competing. I'm sorry. The players will. Alex Cora will. But the front office has flipped double birds to everybody. I mean, honestly, you're charging the highest ticket prices in baseball, and you get outbid by a team that averages 7,300 in attendance in Arizona?
But then they just trade for a pitcher? I think front office looks at it like, if everything's perfect, yeah, we got a chance. The players are the ones that feel like, oh, no one's counting on us, but we believe we can do it. And I think the front office is more like the fans, where the fans are like, if this team makes the playoffs, everything has to be perfect. But our expectations are they're not going to be a playoff team.
All right. Well, it is opening day, and we will talk about that with several of our guests this morning on the show. And that includes Lou Merlone, who will join us from Seattle at 9:20 on this morning's show. And Curtis mentioned Sam Kennedy. It is the first front office report of this season with the president of the Boston Red Sox, Sam Kennedy, coming up at 9 on today's show. I don't know. I can't figure out how I feel about the Bruins after last night's shine. We'll talk to Mike Milbury about the Bruins at 8:20.
Weren't you just fine on them?
I was last night? Yeah, I was fine
the
on
night
them
before.
Well, they should have left Florida. Like they should have found a way to get out of playing a second game in Florida.
Fort Lauderdale was good. Don't go to Tampa.
Yeah, just stay away from Tampa in general. I mean, that's good advice.
That's a team I don't want to see in the playoffs.
No, I mean I don't know. The physicality was there. I felt like they were fine when it came to scrumming it up with them, but
this time of year, Vasilevsky is nails. This guy is so good at the end of the season and into the playoffs. Like, that's why I don't want to see the Tampa Bay Lightning.
See, I felt like the energy was not as good in the second game. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I thought that they looked like a completely different team than we saw against the Panthers. And I think a lot of the players were saying that after, too, that they didn't feel that same hype. It wasn't a good atmosphere. It was, you know, all that plays into it. I get it. You're no second of a back-to-back. You're probably tired. But at the same time, you got to prepare for the postseason where you're going to be having to do that a lot.
Yeah, well, that is the issue, is that you got yourself a win on Tuesday night or on Wednesday night. Tuesday night, and you end up with the back-to-back. And so, I don't know, maybe that's okay when
page
it comes to an
excuse.
Page out
of the Celtics book,
I guess.
Looking at the end of the season, like, all right, when's the kid here so we can get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I know. All right, well, we got a lot to get to on the show today, and I will remind you that you can not only listen to it on the radio, but you can stream this show at weei.com. You can listen to this show on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY, and you can listen to us from anywhere, at any time, whenever is convenient for you. If you listen on the Odyssey app, and you can watch this show on YouTube, and you can watch this show on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is available 6 to 10 every morning. Go there. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and you can participate in the lively Twitch chat every single day. Now, Curtis, I probably don't pay enough attention to the ratings.
Oh, what happened?
I just saw AC Martin 23, who must know something that you and I and Wiggy and Courtney don't know, who says, I can't wait for this show to be blown up. The ratings are horrible. Now,
what we like to call that in psychology is a projection.
I see.
So AC Martin woke up this morning hating their life.
Okay.
And said that everybody else's life was ruined when in fact it was his own.
Okay. Because I was not aware the show was being blown up.
Yeah.
I do.
Odd behavior. If a show sucks, it is going to get blown up to begin your day watching it. I mean, God bless you. You know, free country. To each their own. You know, Pudge's here. He's not even listening. But yeah. I would say,
I mean, what would projection wise, because we get ratings every week, what would this show, the next ratings period would be the winter ratings period.
Right, which comes out in about 3.5 weeks.
What would we be currently projected to be?
Second in Boston.
Second. Yeah. Okay, that's not first, but
not first.
Second.
All right. You know,
is second pretty good?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I will say AC Martin may have a better track record than the sports media critic in town. But
definitely no AC Slater.
Either way, sadly for AC, your life will continue as it's going, and this show was not going anywhere.
Sounds like a good European football club, AC Martin.
Yeah, I like it.
Good call. Right.
Yeah, it does.
Is Messi all play right for AC Martin?
Well, that's unfortunate. I was waiting for some kind of a dramatic blow up of the show.
I know. I was nervous. I was going to have a meeting after or something. Ken hasn't called me yet.
No, I think you're fine.
Sheesh.
Don't worry about it. Just have your fallback plan. I'm going to be selling luxurious cars.
I'm going to be working for Talina in real estate.
Oh, I thought you were going to be dancing.
I'm going to be the next.
I'll
wiener
do that
connoisseur
at night.
That's where the money is.
I don't know if on Route 1 I'm going to be making as much money.
That's true. You're going to have to go down south for that.
Actually, I can tell you based on last night that the money is in college sports, especially basketball. Did you see my story on Instagram last night?
Yeah.
I was having dinner with the fellas, Brees and Will Spring and Rob and Day Trader Mike at Grill 23. And the entire UConn basketball program came walking in, strolling into Grill 23. And I'm telling you, must have been 50 of them, right? Because you got the trainers and the stat people and the coaches. And what's the bill for 50 people at Grill 23.
That's like a rookie. That's like a rookie night out.
It's like a rookie night in the NFL.
Yeah.
You have to remember, there's probably no alcohol. They're playing tonight.
But it's got to be $100 a person.
At least.
Oh, yeah. All day long.
They could do family style for the sides, but then if everyone's getting a steak, their steaks run you like $80.
Right. Yeah. And these are kids that are probably like, some of them, this is their first time in there, so they're probably used to like Outback, and they're going,
And they're huge, so they're inhaling a million calories.
I would guess that Southborough's Alex Caravan can put down a couple ribeyes, Shime, without thinking about it.
A question for you, Greg. Did you ask them for tickets? Because I would like to go to the game tonight.
Oh, you want a ticket?
Yes.
What is this, like a dead show where you're walking around outside with an I need a miracle sign?
Yes, please. I would love to. I'll scalp a ticket.
All right. Well,
I'm not below that.
Maybe there's somebody listening who can. You just need one?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just me.
Do you want to bring Olivia?
Definitely not.
Your weight loss coach.
Nope, I'm good. If I was going to bring anybody, I'd bring my own girlfriend. Thank you. But
okay.
Ken is loving the Olivia drama.
God,
really?
Ken Laird.
What, he loves the drama?
Says, I need more Olivia.
Well, why?
That might be a Ken thing.
It's a thing that happens. People fall in love with their doctor, their therapist, their weight coach.
Yeah, so that's great, and happy for those people. I am currently in love and very committed to my current girlfriend.
I understand. You're not for those streets.
Not at all. No foot, no toe is in the streets.
No dibbling and dabbling.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get to on this morning show, including the leads coming up in 10 minutes, and then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We can talk about what Paul Pierce said about LeBron James v. Michael Jordan, which set the NBA world on fire yesterday.
Ruins Thursday here.
Greg, did you bring a wedge salad for Wiggy after last night?
There was a wedge. We ate family style, so we got two salads. We got the wedge and the Greek.
Not a fan of the wedge salad.
Partial to the Greek.
I like the Greek salad.
Dressing on the side? Or
It was fully dressed.
Oh.
Extra feta?
Shime, have you had
some? Unlike Shime and Olivia, it was fully dressed.
Stop.
I was going to ask Shime if he's had to mute you on Instagram, because it is a lot of food content.
No.
Oh.
And I just wonder if that is...
I actually live vicariously through Greg, so it's great. It allows me to fantasize about eating food again, but not actually do it.
Mm. I can just block you on my stories if you want, so you don't see any food.
No, please. I don't mind it at all.
All right. They said it at 7. News with Courtney at 7:30. Mike Milbury at 8:20, front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9, and Lou Merlone from Seattle as the Red Sox begin the season at 9:20 on today's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins fell to the Lightning 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 28 saves in the loss. This game, Montgomery said, didn't have the same emotion as the one against the Panthers on Tuesday. Here is Jim Montgomery.
Sometimes it can, but I think more last night there was a lot of emotion in that game. There was a lot of physical, the physical product also contributes, you know, and you win a big game like that, we're sky high, and then we got to come back and we got to play an elite team in the league again. It's a hard schedule.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, we could chalk it up to schedules and to the back-to-backs and being on the road, and that's
I can see the emotion of one game just taking everything out of you, and then you don't have that the very next night, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, happy opening day. We made it. They take on the Mariners out west tonight. First pitch for the Sox, 10:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 9:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then with Will Fleming and Lou Merlone, they've got the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
The Brewers were in New York for opening day. The Brewers have a roof. The Braves were in Philadelphia. The Braves are in Atlanta. Much better climate. Who schedules Major League Baseball? Every team with a dome or a retractable roof should host the games early in April.
Part of my lead this morning.
Really?
It's so asinine.
Yeah, I mean, but how do you predict where it's going to rain and where it isn't going to rain?
Well, I mean, the Northeast, it's pretty safe bet the weather's going to be better south in the southern part of the United States.
Okay, so if you're a team in the Northeast, you never get to start the season at home?
Right.
That doesn't seem fair to me.
No, then you begin the season April 13th when it's 60 degrees, not 45.
Well, I'm hoping the forecast is good for April 9th, which is the home opener at Fenway, Curtis. Have you got a will you have a long range forecast for us coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be 62 with the dew point in the 30s.
Okay, good.
Brian Baio is going to get the start to open the season this evening. The Celtics are in action tonight. They have the Hawks in Atlanta once again. Tip is at 7:30. Xavier Tillman, Jaden Springer, Drew Holiday, and Al Horford all listed as questionable. Elsewhere in basketball, Draymond Green in trouble again. He was ejected less than 4 minutes into the Warriors matchup with Orlando for going at it with the refs. I believe Brian has a video of Steph Curry. He was not thrilled during this. You look at all the players when he got ejected. They're like shaking their heads. Like, come on, man. Let's relax. It's constant.
Yeah. Relax.
Relax.
Yeah, but they're the ones that are like...
enabling.
Yeah, enabling his behavior. Like, just be like, yo, dude is a clown. Stop it with all the clown antics. Like,
you think them shaking their heads was to the refs?
No. To like how they always defend Draymond. This is who he is. This is Draymond's mentality. Blah. Like, no, your dude is a clown, and he's like trying to like, I don't know what he's trying to be like. Like, he needs to just stop it, you know, because you're not helping your team.
All right, well, make Easter extra special this year at Shaw's and Star Market. Get fresh savings on whole pineapple, fresh asparagus, and more. And in the meat department, spiral ham is on sale. Don't forget Easter bunny cakes for dessert and, of course, fresh tulips for decoration. Happy Easter from Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It sucks. Raining, 44 degrees. Everybody's driving like it's a snowstorm out there. The afternoon high will be a rainy 51.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Curtis, one more day of it or two more days? I know the weekend, Easter weekend, seems to look pretty good. So
it is going
to
be gorgeous Saturday, 54 and sunny.
So we just got to get through today with the rain all over the place and tomorrow, and then we're home free.
Right. He is risen.
Forecast for first pitch tonight in Seattle, 10-10.
100% chance of a Sox victory.
All right.
Are you making an Easter basket for the new love in your life?
I haven't.
Olivia or
something like that. I don't. Is that something that you do?
No, or? It could be a very cute thing. New relationship, a nice Easter basket.
Yeah, I thought maybe. Easter was like for the kids.
Well, yeah,
I think,
but
I think Easter's. I think it's for the kids.
Just trying to give you some advice.
Anyway, it is opening day, and we will talk with Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 on this morning's show. By the way, throughout the season, my mission is to get you, if you're a diehard, as Derek would say, my mission is to get you and your friends to Fenway Park for Red Sox games at free random. So I am proud to announce that thanks to the incredible people at Sam Adams, I got a little contest going on. And if you have a photo available on your phone that shows the world that you're a true Sox diehard, then I want you to upload that at weei.com because I will pick several of you and you can join me. First game is April 16th, I think, that we're going to go to. So, and we'll be right there on the Sam deck in right field, which is an incredible place to watch a game.
Great spot to catch a game.
It may arguably the best spot in the ballpark. And I can bring one of you guys can go too if you want. I don't know if anybody wants to pick that first game and join me. Wiggy, Courtney, Curtis, Scheim. Anybody
who's on the bump?
I'll come.
You want to come, Courtney?
I'll come.
All right. For that one, April 16th.
Yeah, can you drive?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I could.
You guys drive to the game?
We could Uber.
Okay.
I mean, we're probably going to have a couple Sam Adams beers.
Oh, perfect.
That's probably the safe thing to do.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to grab a summer ale since you know it's really getting that time of year with baseball, Greg?
Yes. It's not baseball without Sam season, Chime. I don't know if you know that or not. And so all you have to do is go and upload a photo and show, you know, a photo you and your dad at Fenway or you and your bros hanging around watching a game, whatever, you outside the ballpark on Lansdowne Street, whatever, a photo that shows that you remain a diehard, and just upload that at weei.com and you can join me and we'll have a cold one, whatever the season or reason. Just remember, all year round, it is Sam season. So, all right, we will get to They Said It at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Let it breathe.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today.
Not really.
We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold.
John Fogerty, center field, on opening day in Major League Baseball. Yep. Well done, Chime. Good morning and hello and your lead today.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you. Yes, happy opening day to you all, but I have a bit of a college basketball lead for you today. I'm just going to rip through my picks for the Sweet 16. I've been feeling pretty hot on college basketball lately. We'll see if that continues here in the Sweet 16. Now you'll have record to prove if I'm a liar or if I'm telling the truth.
You're taking all 16 teams.
Not taking all 16. I will pick a clear side on every single game. Don't you worry. I'm going to lay the 7.5 with Arizona, and I'm going to lay the 11 with UConn in the two early games tonight. And then I'm going to take UNC -4.5 against Alabama. And then I'm going to take my first underdog here, Illinois +1.5. And then tomorrow, I love Marquette laying the 6.5. Give me Gonzaga +5.5. Purdue sucks in the Sweet 16 under Matt Painter. I think they're like 1-5 or 1-6 against the spread. It's wild. Give me Houston laying 4 against Duke. And then I'll take my Blue Jays, Creighton Blue Jays, +3 against Tennessee.
Okay, Sean. All right. We will find out how you do after this weekend, and a lot of excitement here in Boston for tonight's games. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. My lead is up to you today.
Okay.
Do you want to do a tuition cost record?
That was going to be my lead.
Perfect.
We could do that together.
No, I have another one ready to go.
Okay.
Greg, it's scary how much we're thinking alike.
I know.
It really is.
Well, that dinner last night, the UConn basketball team spending at least $10,000 at Grill 23 so they could all eat out made me focus on the college tuition story this morning.
Well, I think it's money well spent. So last week, Greg, I believe you did a story on Wendy's drone delivery system.
Yes.
So there is a startup. I am not a tech. I am not an investment guy. I would just say, drone up sounds like a really good business. Might be interesting if people are interested. I don't even know if it's publicly traded, but this company creates lockers that are the size of a parking space. And there is a drone service where within that locker, they can keep food heated. They can take care of products. They can even accept returns if you purchase clothes. The drones fly at 60 miles an hour, and they can hold up to 10 pounds safely of either food, garments, whatever. And they're delivered right to your door, properly tempered, all of that. It is an unbelievable system that now Chick-fil-A, Walmart, and 7-Eleven are all planning on rolling out in the next month.
So a consumer has a locker.
No, the company has a locker.
The company has the locker. 7-Eleven has a locker.
So and it's like a college town, so around a lot of people.
Yeah, like the seaport.
Right.
And then you just get everything that you want delivered by drone.
Correct.
And do you go outside, like, your apartment or your home, and the drone just lands, or does it drop it into your hands? Like,
the drone arrives on your doorstep with your doorman for you.
Okay, right. And does America continue to get fatter while this is going on? That's my question.
It sure does. We are removing any need for physical motion.
And what about interacting with other human beings? Has that been eliminated completely from our repertoire?
Have you ever been around a 20-year-old today? They don't look at you. They don't have any idea who they're around. That's the world today.
And how much do you interact with the delivery guy? Be honest.
Well, I mean,
contactless delivery.
I don't mean
maybe
the delivery guy.
We're talking about a drone delivery.
Okay, but if you go into 7-Eleven, you give the person behind the counter
money.
How you doing?
Stop it, Greg. You go into 7-Eleven. Nowadays, you go into 7-Eleven, you pay your money, and you keep it moving.
I go to the same Dunkin' Donuts every morning.
Okay.
Right. There are two extraordinary people who work there.
All right.
I said to them this morning, I said, well, it's almost Friday.
Right.
And they said, you know what, Greg? There's really no difference for us. We work Saturday and Sunday, so we don't get a Friday. I said, oh.
So now Greg's the old guy at Dunkin' who knows everybody's name.
What's wrong with that?
You're such a liar.
That's a little creepy.
That's cap.
It's nice when someone knows your order. You don't even have to say it.
Yeah, I walk in, they make my order.
Yeah.
One of the guys is in a band. I said, send me some music. Maybe we'll throw it up as a rejoin or something like that. Very nice Brazilian man. I mean,
He's very nice.
Huh?
He's very nice.
Yeah.
I know the same guy.
You know the same guy?
Yeah.
So let me just ask, what in the world is wrong with me being friendly to people that I encounter on a daily basis? In your mind.
It's not wrong with being friendly with people, but you make it sound like you're walking down the street, you know, and, you know, talking. Hey, how's it going? You're like, I don't know.
Hump day, am I right?
Mr. Rogers is coming.
Hey, it's almost Friday. like, Who doesn't get excited because it's almost Friday?
Yeah.
Friday Junior, sir, right. Whose name I don't know.
Jim, how's the wife
and
kids?
Hey, hey, guys, almost Friday.
Right.
I can't believe I'm being I can't do anything around this place without being bullied.
Did you
over
see
it.
The news last night, Jim? Wow, I don't know. We got the newspaper. Yeah, we got an extra one laying around.
I do like to bring up. Yeah, I can't believe that bridge thing in Baltimore, huh?
Yeah.
Greg, tomorrow you should say Good Friday, try Great Friday.
Greg starts walking in every day. They're like, oh, here he comes again.
That guy insists on talking to us.
What's the one line?
What a weirdo. I mean, somebody says
the
I'm
bees
showing.
Look tired, am I right?
Somebody in the Twitch chat says I'm showing my age.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's shown in many other ways, but this is one.
That's like in Florida. When you're on a walk in Florida, everybody says, hi, morning. Everybody says something to you. That doesn't happen in Boston, but it seems like you're trying to bring it to the Northeast. I like that.
Because everybody in Florida is 75. Hey,
they're
what's
all
the good
nice. They're all happy.
What's the good word of the day?
How about that weather today?
Right. They're happy because they're retired and they're not doing anything.
They're searching for an upside-down pineapple.
Right. That's a good word of today, Gregory.
I can't. You know? These people in the Twitch chat, they're so mean. Like somebody says, I walk in and I say, hello, wage surf. I'm Greg Hill. I don't say anything like that. I love the Dunkin' Donuts
people. Wiggy, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Wiggy the one screaming about how he doesn't want to have to tip these people?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's why Wiggy
prefer,
doesn't talk to him.
But that's why they don't want to hear from you. They want your money. They don't want to care about the Baltimore.
That's okay.
You know.
Like, I go in today, I get my large iced coffee. It's $3.50 or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Give them a five spot, and they keep the change. That's $1.50. That's a good tip on that, isn't it?
Sunday morning, Greg's going to walk around the seaport just yelling, he is risen.
Now, somebody's going to be like, the guy uses cash to get his coffee? What an old head.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, still got cash on me occasionally. Sorry about that. Apologize, America. I'm not on the Venmos or the Apple Pays.
How about just order from the mobile app like everybody else?
Because I could do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. I want to go in and order and interact with other freaking human beings.
You using coupons too?
Yeah, he cut him out of this week's magazine.
Right. My God.
Oh, it says if I get a medium coffee, I get a free donut.
Sir, that expired on January 31st.
Wow, I can't believe that this is the topic of the day.
Greg is like Hitch walking up to people saying, begin every day, as if it were on purpose.
Hey, Greg, here's your 50 cent off your next cup of Joe coupon.
Wiggy, he's got those things where you get the
punch.
The punch, holes. Yes.
Ooh, I get my free coffee tomorrow.
That's it.
I'm like, what's going on, my good man? Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Gregory.
Hope, you, again, Goodman.
Hope you have a better day than P. Diddy, am I right?
I do sometimes throw a little topical news reference in there.
Of course
just to
do.
Make sure they're paying attention. And they generally go, what do you mean about P. Diddy? I didn't see that on TikTok.
That's it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's me. I say hello to people. I'm a weirdo.
You are.
Curtis, great lead.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll get to Courtney's lead. And then to Wiggy's lead, and then to my lead. And if you're a parent, or you want to be a parent, and you expect your child to go to college, when we get to my lead, you will understand how ridiculous that potential is going to be when it comes to your child attending an institute of higher learning.
Great.
So that is coming up momentarily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well done, Sean. Curtis, you were interested in the Subaru of New England text line during the break, I noticed. Chuckling to yourself. Go ahead.
I have to tell you, A-plus audience that we have. Greg probably takes a survey on the bottom of the Dunks receipt to get a free donut.
I don't take any surveys.
Okay, you have someone.
All I do, if you're just joining us, I am being mocked and ridiculed by my coworkers for daring to say hello to the people when I get my coffee in the morning.
It just adds to the list of the old head things that you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
For a guy who's young at heart and goes out with the kids, you do have some old tendencies.
Well, I am 57 years old, so right. I guess that sometimes I act like that, but
kids are not into small talk.
They seem to be into the small talk.
Nah.
They small talk back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't.
Well, that's because they don't want to be rude. They're probably like, all right, here's this guy again.
Wiggy said to me during the break, he said, well, you know, you better be careful because if you say hello to some people, it goes bad quick. Yeah. I'm like, what? How does it backfire?
Well, because then you get too friendly, and next thing you know, that person's asking you for something.
Oh, no. If you're on a, like I was saying, on a walk, I don't necessarily say hi to people, every person I walk by, but I make sure to smile at people. Mm-hmm. People need smiles in their lives, and Wiggy's like, you smile at men?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, men,
well, if
women.
If a woman walked by me smiling, I'd be like, what's wrong with her? Like, well,
people smile all the time in South. Yeah. You walk around, dog walks. Know. Oh, nice dog. Okay.
Unless it's a brother and I give him a head nod, that's about as far as I'm going. Yeah. Most of the time, I'm staying focused, locked in.
What if I smiled at you walking by?
I'd give you a head nod.
Oh.
Here's a text suggesting that I still get the Boston Globe delivered.
No way. Oh, my. You're not that old.
I don't. I mean, I do love to read the completely unbiased media columnist that they have at the Globe, who's always accurate with his information.
Today I made the financial decision of whether I wanted a pack of gum or subscribe to the Globe for 6 months, and I chose the gum.
And why is that rude?
What?
I don't get why it's rude. I mean, that's just the way.
What's rude?
That's just the way.
Not talking to anybody.
No, that's the way we grew up. Walking by people, not smiling at people. And,
no, nobody said that was rude.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Sounds like you're rude shaming.
No. You're trying to pivot. What was suggested was it came up somehow that I say hello to the Dunkin' Donuts.
No, you said you had a conversation with them.
I have a conversation with them. Yes, and people said, "Wow, that's so weird."
Yeah.
That's a real problem. But when it comes to the society that we're in, that people think it's weird that you have a friendly conversation with people that you encounter during the day.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. People think it's weird that you say hello to people who are providing you with a service.
We need more niceness in the world.
Right.
But no,
nobody say you got to be rude, but you just go in there, order your food. Thank you.
Right.
That's it.
Boom.
Hey, Jim, how's it going today?
Can you believe Bayo's on the bump for the opener?
I mean, why? I'm never going to understand this.
That's like, just the way I grew up.
Listen,
we stay focused. We might not been this, and we don't, smiling at
Wiggy,
everybody.
Is it Thursday?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Okay, are a lot of people looking forward to Friday?
A lot of people
I think
are.
They probably are.
Right.
So we have something in common as human beings. Oh, when I go in and say,
"Hey, going down this road,"
I go, "Hey,
Greg's making connections."
Almost Friday, guys. Huh? How about it?
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple days off, maybe. Enjoy some time off over the weekend.
I thought you misread the room before Christmas when you asked the Dunk's barista how much you should tip your concierge at Echelon.
All right.
Oh, Greg, you're classic.
Let's get to... Oh, I'm classic. Yeah, classic old head.
Let's be nice to each other. That's what's wrong with society today.
I know. He would have been so happy if in lieu of a tip, he got an old guy going, "Good day, young man."
Can you imagine if that one person would have just smiled at him? It would have changed his whole day.
It could.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
You guys are so bitter.
Yeah.
So cynical.
Yeah.
This is David from Burlington, New Hampshire. Hello, David. Burlington, Vermont. Hello, David.
Yeah. I caught the last hour and a half of your program yesterday when I was driving down after I left Warner, New Hampshire, and drove through Conococ, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, well, I got to contact these folks while I'm in Saugus, Massachusetts, to tell them the last time I tuned in to WEI was when they're on the AM dial on September
11th, 2001. Yeah. Did you like the show? Like what?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was nice listening to Jermaine Wiggins there. And,
oh, okay.
And nice to hear from somebody that last time I remember him was catching a 7-yard pass that set up the game-winning field goal in Super Bowl 36.
Okay. Appreciate right. that, David. Nice Thank you, David.
My guy.
David. Almost Friday.
Right. How you doing, David?
You and David bingo partners this evening?
Shuffleboard, Courtney.
David, we are doing a Vermont roadshow for the first time ever. What's the date of that?
The date of that, I can have it in 1 second.
Okay, we will be in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Right.
I thought you were a little too brief with David. I thought that was a little rude.
Oh, we
I
were exchanging, more. Exchanging pleasantries.
April 26th at the Stone Church.
Okay, so that begins the roadshow season. Third annual roadshow season. Roadshows presented by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, New England. And so April 26th, we start the roadshow season, and we'll do it in Brattleboro, Vermont. Can't wait to get up there and hang out with all of you up there in Vermont. We're way behind. Because you guys,
it's almost Friday. It happens.
You spent 20 minutes making fun of me this morning. So, why don't we do this quick programming adjustment? They said it will happen at 7:20. Is that okay? You're looking quizzically.
Yeah, I'm just trying to plan it all in my head.
Is that the word?
Quizzically. You read it right the first
okay.
time.
And then we'll do the leads. The rest of the leads next. So that means Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead. Coming right up next on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.